Nestled on the border of North Carolina and Tennessee is a bald in the Pisgah National Forest called Max Patch. The grassy bald made national headlines last year when a photo made it look like a music festival, not a hiking trail. While the photo portrayed a habitat on the brink of destruction, it might have ended up saving the beloved slice of the Appalachian Trail. On a sunny fall afternoon on the gravel path leading to the top of Max Patch, you hear the whistle of the trees as a bird circles the top of the bald. One thing Dick Ott doesn't hear, chaos.
Fireworks, fires, drones, all the things that screw up being out in the wild. And you'll see how pretty it is here in a few minutes.
Ott volunteers with the Carolina Mountain Club and lives on the mountain. He recalls a fall night in 2020 when a drone photo captured Max Patch littered with clusters of tents and debris.
This little area up here had 130 tents one night. No bathrooms, not enough toilet paper, not enough places to pee or poop, and you just had to go hide somewhere. And wasn't pretty.
The photo went viral, prompting national attention and concern for the small slice of the Appalachian Trail. But this problem existed long before that photo.
We've lived up here 16 years now. The usage has dramatically increased in the last five.
Max Patch is popular for three reasons. It's an easy hike, it's listed on multiple websites for best hikes near Asheville, and it's widely shared on social media. The half-mile climb on a steady incline leads to a stunning panoramic view of the mountains in North Carolina and Tennessee, all just off of Interstate 26, is about perfect for the beginning hiker. Add in a pandemic with plenty of cooped-up people looking to get outside for some social distancing, and you have even more new visitors, many not familiar with proper trail etiquette. Paul Curtin is the Appalachian Trail Supervisor for the Carolina Mountain Club.
People were kind of going everywhere, and they were making what I would call scars across the bald.
Human waste, cheap camping gear, even a stage from a wedding. All of it was left behind on top of the bald. Some even destroyed trees and fences for firewood.
This is just killing me. They were pulling our blaze posts out of the ground. They're tearing them out of the ground and burning them.
Curtin and other volunteers did their best to clean up, but the damage was compounding.
You know, when you put your heart and soul into something and you see people just wantonly destroying it, it's tough. It's just total disrespect for the land.
Jen Barnhart is the district ranger with the Forest Service that oversees Max Patch. She says a protective order was already in the works, but the drone photo finally provided the push to get it through.
And then we're in the midst of COVID, and with the drone shot, with all the amount of tents, that was really another huge catalyst to the immense importance of getting this closure actually approved.
July 1st, 2021, the protective order goes into place. No camping, no fires, no large groups, or dogs without leashes. The list goes on. The effect was almost instant, and the scars began to heal.
This is the best I've seen it in a long time.
That's Brandon Vickers. He came from Knoxville with his son. They like to camp a lot, and Vickers has been coming to Max Patch for years.
We'd come up here and go sledding when it snowed, because it might not snow in Knoxville, but the mountains always got it. 10 years ago, no one knew about this place. Like 15 years ago, no one knew about this place.
There were about 30 people up on the bald the day Vickers visited, a dramatic reduction from last year. And just over a year from now, Barnhart and other stakeholders will reevaluate whether to extend the order. As of now, she says she thinks the restrictions on group size, dogs on leashes, and a ban on horseback riding will stay in place. Sunsets, a popular site on Max Patch, haven't been affected.
People probably feel, well, we can't have any good things, but that, I know, is dear to most folks, and people have been thankful for that piece of it.
The current restrictions remain in effect until July of 2023. I'm Megan Kane, BPR News.